Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Should you get vaccinated against the coronavirus? Well, to begin with, it got to be your decision. It got to be your decision based on your individual circumstances and your conviction. But your decision should be founded on proper investigation, inquiry, and knowledge. It shouldn't be just an emotional choice, but it should be an informed decision. And in order to help you today to make an informed decision, let us all consider what has been reported. And again, it is up to you to ascertain whether those reports are correct or not. MSNBC wrote on November 23, the Pfizer's and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines could induce side effects that are similar to symptoms associated with mild COVID-19. Participants in Moderna and Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine trials were experiencing high fever, body aches, bad headaches, day-long exhaustion, and other symptoms after receiving the shots. One North Carolina woman in the Moderna study, who is in her 50s, said she suffered a bad migraine that left her drained for a day and unable to focus. USA Today added on December 4, it is important to educate Americans about the vaccine's side effects, or it may deter people from getting the second dose, doctors are saying. And so they are to present serious side effects as positive immune responses. Or to put it differently, doctors need to explain to their patients why healthy people become sick when they take the vaccine. The article goes on to say, experts still do not know the long-term effects of the COVID-19 vaccines and won't know for years after. They also need to better understand effectiveness and how long vaccine protection may last. They don't even know that. CNBC wrote on December 8. One Pfizer trial participant told CNBC that after the second shot, he woke up with chills, shaking so hard he cracked a tooth. It hurt to even just lay in my bed sheet, he said. The Daily Mail wrote on December 9, there are fears over how safe Pfizer's COVID vaccine is after two British healthcare workers, who were among the first in the world to receive it on Tuesday, went into shock hours later, prompting British authorities to tell anyone with a history of significant allergic reactions to medicines, food, or vaccines not to get it. The Jerusalem Post reported on December 9 that two participants died. It also stated, the FDA said that currently there is not enough research to guarantee the vaccine's safety for certain immune-compromised groups, pregnant women, and children. RT reported on December 9, four trial participants who received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine experienced facial paralysis, according to the Food and Drug Administration. The condition resembles a stroke, with most sufferers watching helplessly as one side of their face droops and their muscles go limp. In some rare situations, both sides of the face may become paralyzed. Now, I'm allergic to penicillin. I'm also allergic to bee stings and wasp stings. So what about those who are allergic to penicillin? Would they be safe to take the vaccine? Express wrote on December 10, currently the MRHA, which stands for the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, is advising anyone with a history of severe allergic reactions not to receive the Pfizer vaccine. Dr. David Thompson from Medic Testing told Express, "Penicillin allergies can range from very mild to life-threatening. Current guidance is that people with significant allergic reactions should avoid the Pfizer vaccine. The MHRA has warned that those with severe allergic reactions, such as a severe penicillin allergy, may be at risk of having an allergic response to the vaccine." It's also important to note that laws have been enacted which state that doctors, vaccine producers, everybody involved in this process are not legally liable if side effects occur. Why do you think that is? But there's more to be said about side effects and their consequences. Algora published on November 22 an article by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is, of course, a vaccine injury lawyer. He is a son of former U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy and nephew of President John F. Kennedy. That's what he wrote. "For the first time in the history of vaccination, the mRNA vaccines," remember that, mRNA vaccines, "intervene directly in the genetic material of the patient and therefore alter the individual genetic material, something that was forbidden and considered criminal before. This vaccination is problematic in terms of death, morality, and ethics, and also in terms of genetic damage that, unlike the damage caused by previous vaccines, will be irreversible." So you have a side effect. According to him, it cannot be cured. The vaccine, he says, developed and endorsed by Anthony Fauci and funded by Bill Gates, use experimental mRNA technology. 20% of the trial participants experienced a serious adverse event. But what are other moral considerations you might want to know about? The Irish Times wrote on December 9. "The Catholic Church traditionally teaches that it is unethical to use stem cells derived from aborted fetuses in medical research. However, in a statement on Wednesday, the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference said, and I quote, "Questions have arisen that human fetal cell lines, which have their origins in abortions carried out in the past, are used in the development and production of some of the vaccines for COVID-19. If a more ethically acceptable alternative is not readily available to them, it is morally permissible for Catholics to accept a vaccine which involves the use of fetal cell lines, especially if the potential risk of life or health is significant, as in the case of a pandemic." The statement said that refusal to accept a vaccine could contribute to significant loss of life in the community, particularly among those who are most vulnerable. "This reality must inform any judgment of conscience," it added. The Church reaffirmed its consistent teaching that abortion is always gravely immoral. "The decision of those who decide to accept vaccines which have had some link with fetal cell lines in the past does not imply any consent on their part to abortion," the statement says. Now, that's a statement which is going to be highly contested and disputed within the Catholic Church and amongst others. But then the article goes on to say, "The Church also noted that many of the vaccines currently in development do not depend for their design or production on fetal cell lines." Now, what about that? Can we ascertain the truth in regards to that statement? WUSA9 wrote on December 10, "Do COVID-19 vaccines contain cells from human fetuses? No, according to Dr. William Moss with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Of the three COVID-19 vaccines nearing Federal Drug Administration approval in the United States, one has a distant tie to a fetal cell in its manufacturing, and the other two are from a new type of technology, says Dr. Moss. He also said this. Regarding the first vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, the virus is grown in a cell line that has grown in a laboratory for more than 40 years and not directly in fetal tissue. The AstraZeneca vaccine, he emphasized, does not contain fetal tissue. The other two vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, use mRNA technology. This is what Robert Kennedy talked about. mRNA vaccines contain material from the virus that causes COVID-19 that gives our cells instructions for how to make a harmless protein that is unique to the virus. After our cells make copies of the protein, they destroy the genetic material from the vaccine. Now, he seems to be saying that these two vaccines do not contain cells from a human fetus. Now, assuming that this is true, still remember the statements from Dr. Kennedy regarding the mRNA technology and the consequences of side effects. Now, more could be said about this topic for sure, but here is the conclusion of the matter. The decision whether or not to be vaccinated against the coronavirus is yours and yours alone. But it must be based on your conscience, and your conscience should be based on an informed decision. Because whatever is not of faith, of conscience, of conviction, is sin. We have prepared a free booklet, Sickness and Health, What the Bible Tells Us. I recommend you ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.